Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Brought to you today by the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future, online at secureenergyfuture.org, a wonderful organization that I hope you join. North Dakota has an 800-year-plus supply of economically recoverable coal, but it may soon be politically unrecoverable if we let the EPA have its way, which is why it is so important to arm yourself with the information about what's going on. The EPA is about to come out with a rule. They call it the Clean Power Plant Rule, and I tell you what, folks, the impact it could have just on you. If you just want to be selfish for a minute, don't worry about industry, don't worry about manufacturing, don't worry about reliability or any of that. Just say, what's it going to cost me? You can find out. A little calculator at secureenergyfuture.org. The proposed regulations, what do they cost you in your power bill right there? Never mind the jobs, never mind everything else. Because, I mean, mind you, all of that is important. I don't want to say never mind, but it'll get you engaged when you find out what it would cost you, your own pocketbook. So check it out, secureenergyfuture.org, and we'll tell you more about the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future coming up on the program today. We call What's on Your Mind, making our way to the State Fair. We'll be there tomorrow, all day tomorrow. How was yesterday, Todd Mitchell? Todd Mitchell, Todd the Radio God, ladies and gentlemen, here with me.
Well, Wagner's wagon dropped off, I believe it was 12 individual Kukans.
Wow.
Obviously, it went very well.
How many of those do remain?
One.
Is that right?
Well, I shared. I didn't.
Thank you very much.
I did not eat 11 Kukans.
But you brought one for me. That was very nice of you. I can hardly wait to dig in there. You hand me the Kukan, I'll hand you the chemist ducky. Remember that? I still have your chemist ducky. The little rubber ducky from the...
Forget about that. Yeah.
It was handed to me as we were live on the K-Fire Cafe. Anyway, tomorrow... 811 day at the fair, and Todd and I will be there, and the fair starts at 10 a.m., so the big white tent by the entrance to the fair is the place where we'll be. Look for the 811 signs, and if you come by and you're one of the first 811 to do so, you're going to have yourself a free T-shirt. You're going to have a shot at Keith Urban tickets. You're going to get a chance to get behind the wheel of one of those simulators and find out just what it's like to do a little digging yourself. You know, heavy equipment simulators, hydro excavating demonstrations, 811 motorcycle built by Paul Jr. Designs, and just a whole lot of fun. So, 811 day at the fair. Call before you dig. We'll be there. Looking forward to that. Both with What's on Your Mind and K-Fire Cafe tomorrow.
Yeah.
Hanging out there. Looking forward to it. I got to go find a lot of food on a stick. Could hardly wait. If you've been to the fair, we'd love your suggestions on what is really, really good. Okay.
Homemade root beer. I forgot to get homemade root beer.
You didn't make that?
But the cheese curds at the fair are much better than the cheese curds in any restaurant. Must get some of those.
I understand there's cheese stick. No, cheesecake on a stick.
You can put anything on a stick these days.
I know it. Exactly right.
I'm not sure whose idea that was, but...
All right, so today on the program, guests include Mike Haugen, General Mike Haugen, co-chair of the Fargo Air Show. Of course, I should say, former commander of the North Dakota National Guard and the hooligans as well. Looking forward to talking about that show. Have you been to a Fargo Air Show before, Todd? These are really a lot of fun.
I have not.
Yeah, the Blue Angels are here this year.
I lead a sheltered life.
Have you ever seen the Blue Angels?
I have not.
I'm so blessed because I lived for 18 years in Grand Forks, where the Grand Forks Air Force Base is, and then a lot of years in Fargo, where they have the Fargo Air Show. And they used to rotate, you know, 1 year Grand Forks, 1 year Fargo. And it is amazing to see those jets in action. It really is. The Blue Angels are, it's something you'll never forget. It really is an entertaining show. So encourage you to check it out if you can. It's both Saturday and Sunday. And General Haugen will be here to tell us more about that. Yana Murdahl will be here. She's the North Dakota Director of Concerned Women for America. We'll talk both about the growing controversy over Planned Parenthood. Two videos now. Exposing their evil, and that's what it is.
That was just a nasty...
Yeah, it is.
I've got a high threshold for crap, but that was nasty.
did you seem like over dinner, you know, pass the wine. By the way, how much we get for a heart? Say, I'll take another, could I get some more, you know, bread? Pass the
Try not to crunch, you know, all that kind of stuff. It's like, whoa.
Oh.
I can tolerate a lot, but even for me, that was like, really?
Yeah, and as you heard Congressman Kevin Cramer say yesterday, it's illegal even in our culture, but it's also just flat wrong. And the fact that they got a cent of taxpayer money just makes me ill. By the way, if there's anybody in our audience that has no problem with it, I'd love to visit with you today, because I just think the overwhelming amount of people that I've spoken with, that I've heard from, that I've seen in social media, think this is just flat out awful, terrible. U.S. Court of Appeals upheld a women's clinic challenge, no, not a clinic, abortion mill challenge of the North Dakota heartbeat law. So now, will that go to the Supreme Court? What do you want Wayne Stengem to do there, our Attorney General? Should you fight this one all the way? And same thing there. If you think, well, this law should be struck down. Heartbeat isn't a life. It's okay to exterminate a baby if it has a heartbeat. If you think that, that's fine. I mean, this is America. You can think that, right? And some people do. Some people think that, you know, an abortion procedure right up to the moment of birth is okay. I've never.
There was some college survey that said up to age 4.
Oh.
I'm like, really? Are we really that just ridiculous?
I can't even hear that without buckling at the knees.
It's like, wait a minute. There's got to be a line at which you draw it. Different people are going to draw the line different places, but really 4?
That's why I love this debate, because I really believe science has just made this easier to debate. I mean, I believe life begins at conception. I don't know how you can believe anything else, right? I really don't, but because that's when the design of each and every one of us was decided. Everything, color of your eyes, you know, your the size of your nose, what color, you know, color hair you're going to have, you know, all of that. Right.
At least
there.
When you start coloring your hair. Yeah.
But anyway,
that gets changed early on for some.
Some people love the blob of cells argument, but we're talking about a heartbeat here. All right. You know, the other thing, there's a 10th Amendment element to this. This is a law that passed by legislators elected by us as North Dakotans. This is North Dakota setting its rules, okay? And that was disregarded again. Look at what the 10th Amendment says. I think it's pretty clear. So those are our guests and topics today that we'll tackle with those guests. What else? The UND nickname controversy is growing. The controversy it is that is growing. And this is really a self-inflicted wound. That's what's too bad. They quoted our show yesterday, Todd, in the Forum newspapers.
Nice.
And quoted our...
No such thing as bad press, they say.
Our description of John Brightwell, the professor of aviation committee member, who, I'm going to paraphrase here, I said on the show yesterday that he said this verbatim, and there's some debate about how he exactly said what he said, but... What he was saying, the sentiment of what he was passing along is, fellow committee members, if we include North Dakota, just North Dakota, as an option for the future nickname of UND, President Kelly could disband us. Right?
Really?
Yeah. Hmm. Now, that's what he said. Now, you know, others on the committee at the time said, well, wait a minute, we could all say, well, if we do this, that could happen, or this could happen, or whatever, but... Let's just vote what we think is right. Anyway, clearly President Kelly did not want North Dakota as an option. No question about that. And now it was removed under those circumstances, and there's a controversy. As you heard Carl Gehring, the committee chairman for the nickname committee on this program yesterday, say the process is now tainted. I asked him, doesn't that taint the process? And he said, correct, I think it does. And more importantly, you've disregarded the voice of a large constituency in your alumni, in your you know, athletic teams. So here's my question. Number one, should President Kelly make this decision? President Kelly is the president of the University of North Dakota now. However, he's announced his retirement. We have a controversy attributed to him, both by the chairman and by one committee member, saying he doesn't want that name, so it was removed. Now it's no longer an option. And, you know, the committee, by majority vote, took away a name, North Dakota, from consideration for one reason. They knew it was popular. It's been popular all along. Doesn't that in and of itself taint the process? So my question is it time just to wipe the slate clean? Or do you believe it's just, you know, rip the Band-Aid off, get it over with, and oh, I don't care anymore? Which camp are you in? And should President Kelly make the decision? Two schools of thought there. One is to say he's leaving. It's not going to be popular no matter what you choose. So let him do it so it's done and over and he's gone and everybody can blame him and that's fine. Put it all on his shoulders. The other is to say, whoa, 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 wait a minute. This is an institution that has had a name for, you know, since the 30s. We're going to select another name. It's very important. Start over on the committee, get a good process, get a new president in place, and go with it. I don't know which one I think I prefer the latter, but that puts a lot on the new president, too. Maybe it ought not be his decision. Maybe it ought to be just a majority vote among alumni and students and, you know, a constituency. Anyway, I want your take on that today. Way to let us know is to call us at 800-228-0550. This is What's on Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. With Todd Mitchell, I'm Scott Hinlon. Let's go!
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
I'm Monsignor James Shea, president of the University of Mary in Bismarck. By offering three full semesters per year, the University of Mary gives you the option to get your bachelor's degree in 2.6 years. We call it year-round campus. And because you graduate sooner, you spend less, save more, and get a head start on your career. Less time, less cost, less debt. Come see how the University of Mary is proving that less can be more with our new year-round campus. Schedule a visit at yearroundcampus.com, yearroundcampus.com.
Put up more hay crop in less time with the new Case IH Premium Round Balers. The RB565 Premium Round Baler from Case IH consistently builds dense bales even in varying crop and field conditions. With the new overshot feeder, new 5-bar pickup, the Case IH Premium 565 Round Balers allow you to maximize your productivity on every pass. To find out more on the Case IH RB565 Round Baler, see Border Plains Equipment. They're in Williston, Stanley, and Glasgow, Montana, too, and tell them Scott sent you.
Watford City. We're not the same, we're better. We're a growing community, a changing business climate, and the great minds behind the vision for our future. We're engineers and doctors, entrepreneurs and artists, ranchers, roughnecks, bankers, pastors, and every dream in between. We're students from all 50 states and over 20 different countries, the teachers committed to their education, and the parents who love them. We're the leaders of 4-H clubs, a daughter's dance instructor, a son's hockey coach, and the fans in the stands cheering them on. We're Watford City, and we are neighbors, newcomers, fifth-generation stewards of the land, and many more yet to arrive. We're big plans made and challenges met. Big dreams, big risks, and big success stories. We're Watford City, and we're busy building our home. And we're not the same. We're better. Come see for yourself or find out more at voicesofwatford.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work from home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Get to the phones here and give you a chance to have your say and tell us what's on your mind, which is the most important thing we do on the program today. Got to tell you briefly about my friends at Valley Imports. They are a premier automobile dealer in North Dakota. They are the Mercedes-Benz dealer, the Audi dealer, the Porsche dealer for all of North Dakota. And, Todd, there must have been so much buzz about that Mercedes GL550 I was driving last week, mostly because you were giving me grief, which you shouldn't do because you have a Mercedes as well. That,
mine's a little older, but
Audi fans
got 150,000 miles. How many does yours have?
Audi fans everywhere said, how about an Audi? And since they sell those as well, the folks at Valley Imports have flipped me key to the Q7. It's right up front, the wow. K-Fire Studios right now, black Q7. I'll have it up at the State Fair if you want to test drive. Just come on.
I was going to ask you if you're going to still let me drive at 11.
We're going to be together so we can do it. We can do it.
Wow. Nice.
And you know what I love most about the folks? There's a lot of things I like about the folks at Valley Imports. They know these vehicles. You know, these days, there are so many things you can do with these things. But, you know, but you get into them, and they just make it all easy. They show you how everything works. They take the time. They're pros. They really know it inside and out. It really is great. So, Mercedes, Audi, Porsche, Volkswagen, Mitsubishi, whatever you're looking for, folks, Valley Imports, your dealer. ValleyImports.com. ValleyImports.com. Don't see what you like there. They'll get it for you. They're great. So, check it out. All right. Let's get to the phones here. And is it Jerry that's waiting the longest? I almost lost my Tim. Manny, would you bring Jerry and Morehead up for me, and then I'll get my act together here. Jerry, welcome to What's On Your Mind. Tell us.
Yeah, good morning. I was going to say, you and I both agree that a woman can go anywhere in this country into any medical facility and get treatment. So Planned Parenthood has nothing to do about women's access to health care. And I believe the Supreme Court decided this decision already. And you have this information in front of you on your computer. I don't. But didn't the Supreme Court rule on the Obamacare? This was a legitimate piece of legislation passed.
I'm having a hard time hearing you, Jerry. Sounds like your phone might be moved away from your mouth a little bit there.
Oh, I'm going to say, didn't the Supreme Court say that this was a piece of legislation that passed both houses and was signed into law by the president, and therefore we do not have the authority to overturn the intent of this law. So what makes Obamacare legal and North Dakota's legitimately passed and signed law illegal?
Yeah, very good point on your part, which is why I hope this goes to the Supreme Court. I hope nothing I'd like better than to see Wayne Stengem argue this in front of the Supreme Court.
And can a man get his prostate checked at Planned Parenthood?
I'm guessing no.
Well, then why is it Planned Parenthood? Isn't a man a parent too?
Yeah, well, yeah, but your prostate is. Oh my God! No.
Talk to you later.
We're not parents.
Take that one up with Planned Parenthood, would you? Todd and I are not equipped to answer. Zenith, traveling I-94. You're next on What's On Your Mind.
Hi, Scott.
Hello.
I am calling from sunny Stutzman County.
Oh, it is sunny. I was just there. Very nice.
Yeah, and we love you out here, man.
Well, that's very nice of you. Thank you.
So, I don't understand why the name North Dakota would be just taken off the roster.
Well, a couple of reasons. One, there were not enough votes to keep it on the roster, the finalist. And I happen to believe that the reason for that, number two, is that it was obviously popular. It received the most votes all along, and a lot of folks on the committee saw that. Well, I'll just read you. Where's the story here? The comments from John Brightwell, he tells us why. This is the professor of aviation at the University of North Dakota. I have the Bismarck Tribune in front of me. I read this online earlier. The Bismarck Tribune is a Forum News Service subscriber, and they have this story, don't they, Todd? Have you looked at the paper yet today?
They still do those? Yeah, I never look at papers anymore.
Don't you? Yeah. I'm kind of.
Well, I don't have any dogs that I have to train or anything, so I have no need.
I'm kind of a dinosaur. Is it not in here? Bismarck Tribune not have the story in here? What are they thinking? I'll paraphrase it for you, Zenith.
Is he calling a newspaper a dinosaur?
No, I'm the dinosaur.
No, he's the dinosaur.
Oh, I'd be even
I kind of am because I don't have any pets I need to train anymore, so I guess I don't have any purpose for the paper.
Well, I'm a bit of a dinosaur in that I actually like holding something in my hand to read it.
And Lloyd Case does not want anyone to call a newspaper a dinosaur.
Well, I don't work for him anymore. So I wouldn't worry about that. Yeah, I wouldn't worry about that.
So you don't hold your iPhone in your hand then, or what do you
well,
do?
Well, I do, but I'm saying I'm blind for crying out loud, and I can't.
okay.
I gotta expand it to see.
You're making up for lack of sight, and that's why the paper helps you. Then that's acceptable.
All right.
We digress. Here's what I believe would fairly characterize the comments of the professor. In arguing for North Dakota to be removed. We want to move on. The faculty wants to move on. They saw North Dakota, as not a new name, but rather a continuation of the past. It was unbelievable. They're arguing against the name of the state, for crying out loud, because they believe that means, by not selecting Sundogs that we like fighting Sioux more, is my take.
Oh, my word. There is no logical choice but North Dakota.
I can't even find anybody who likes Sundogs, for crying out loud.
Well, I don't
here's the deal.
Because
here's the deal. I don't want to. I prefer North Dakota, but my deal is just keep it in the mix. Let it be one of the three, four, five final decisions, and let people vote. And now by removing it because you know it's going to win, you've tainted the whole process.
Yeah. Well, when this whole thing first started, I kind of like North Stars, but. That was before I knew this is serious. You people are actually doing it. It's like, what? I'm sorry, but North Dakota is fine.
All right, let's see what other folks think. Great to hear from Sussex County today.
Please call again.
You bet. John, listen to Wally Stradlin, too, on What's on Your Mind. We love those folks behind the wheel with the radios tuned right there to 550 or AM 1100, 1460, KTGO 1090 in Tioga, too. What's on your mind, John?
Well, just yesterday, I didn't get a chance to call in, and you were talking about Trump. And first of all, I want to say I'm not a supporter of his, but not everybody's just talking about Trump. I mean, he started out his campaign talking about illegal aliens who come into this country and commit crimes, murders, all kinds of different crimes. Now, the media tried to say that he was just talking about aliens coming into this country. He talked about a specific thing, and the conversation is starting to get on that. I mean, we've had people actually testifying before Congress now about their sons, daughters, whoever, husbands, wives who were killed by illegal aliens. There was a lady who was talking about, who was up there testifying and talking about her son. And if you heard that testimony, I mean, if they asked me if I wanted to be the executioner for this guy, I'd do it in a heartbeat.
That's been my point all along, John, on Donald Trump. I think the issues he's raising are very worthy and ought to be debated. How he's raising them, I think, have caused a little bit of a problem, but that's Donald Trump's style. Hang on if you want. We'll finish this on the other side of the break. More coming up.
That asks a very important question. Every day, what's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better by connecting North Dakota's cornfields with North Dakota's oil fields. And you get choice at the pump at every PetroServe USA location. Plus, you get great savings. I love to fill up with a 4-for-4 special. That's a hot stuff personal pan pizza, a 20-ounce drink, soda or coffee, your choice, and 2 cookies. 4 items for $4 all day, every day at PetroServe USA locations. It's a great deal. And here's July specials. Deli Express sandwiches, the Mega Italian, the Mega Hickory Smoked Turkey and Cheese, the Mega Pastrami and Swiss, your choice, just $2.79. Rice Krispie Treats, 2 for $1. Nestle Water, the 20-packs, only $3.99. Jack Link's Small Batch Jerky, just $3.29. Kellogg's Pop-Tarts, 2 for $1. Or Snickers or M&M's, 3 for $0.99. PetroServe USA. Look for the red, white, and blue. Helping America fuel better by connecting North Dakota's oil fields with North Dakota's corn fields. PetroServe USA. Stop and see him today and tell him Scott sent you.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Before the top of the hour, rolling on with What's on Your Mind, Thursday edition on the program, heading for the State Fair. Today's like the calm before the storm, because tomorrow it'll be lots of goodies. Have you seen the Food Frenzy finalist list? I read it the other day on the air, but I'm gonna have to go through it again, Todd, so you and I have a little, kind of a map out our plan. You really should map out your plan before you head out, shouldn't you?
Planning is for people who can't think on their feet.
Yeah.
I don't like planning.
Is that right? You just want to go and just do it?
Yeah.
All right.
Just do it.
What's the text say?
Since people only seem to think of the hockey team scoring for your University of North Dakota, North Dakotas. Hey, I didn't text it.
Is that why they want a name, you mean? In other words, they're thinking of, here's your University of North Dakota fighting.
Can we have Trump present North Dakota Supreme Court appeals and negotiate over Fighting Sioux nickname?
Yeah, there we go. That'd be a good thing.
Yeah. I mean, whether you like Trump or not, you have to think the debates at least are not going to be like all other debates have ever been.
Yeah.
They're going to be different with him there, like him or not.
Exactly right. Exactly right. Couldn't agree with you anymore. All right, let's see. We're going to get back to the phones here because John's waiting to weigh in and others too. Couple of questions on the floor, and anything goes. What's on your mind? Let us know at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. If you want to email or rather text Todd, you can, 701-226-8503, 701-226-8503, or email us studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. What I'd really like to know is your thoughts on this controversy over the decision this week by the nickname committee at UND. Is it time for a do-over, given the process being tainted, because North Dakota has been removed, obviously, by a majority opinion, but because it is the most popular choice? So do they need to just a fresh start over? And then should President Kelly be the one that ultimately makes this decision? Right now what happens, they take the five finalists. That's Fighting Hawks, Sun Dogs, Nodaks, North Stars, and Rough Riders, and put them on a platform where folks vote, students vote. They wouldn't do it until the students are back, but it'll happen late August, early September, whatever. And then I assume they're going to get down to three, or they're going to say, okay, what has the most votes of the five, and then forward that information to the president, and he says, this is the name. Circles one of them. Should he be the guy, given the fact he's leaving the job? Or should that be put on a new president? What's your take on that? 800-228-0550. So we were talking about Donald Trump, John, before the break. What else did you have to say?
Well, thanks for letting me hang on here. Well, I was just trying to say that until he started talking about it, you didn't have people talking about the crime to the illegal aliens do in this country. I mean, even though the media is still trying to keep it quiet. We just had some numbers that came out. Yes, government's own numbers, 25,000 murders, 75,000 sexual assaults, and thousands upon thousands of violent assaults, rape or robberies and burglaries and stuff like that. And the lady who testified about her son, she said they've been trying to get someone for 5 years to listen to him. And I will say this, that the majority of those 5 years, the Republicans were in control of the House and for a while in control of both, and they couldn't get anybody to listen to her. And she thanked Donald Trump for finally saying something about it, because until that time, no one would listen to her, she said. And so, you know, you talk about him maybe helping to destroy the Republican brand. I think the Republicans have done that.
Yeah, you're right.
A big part of it, all by themselves.
Somebody said that I said that yesterday. I don't know if I
you did.
Okay, well, I guess I did. Here's, first of all, I didn't mean to say that, okay, because okay. I agree with you. I agree with you. The Republicans have done their own, you know, you can't put all that on Donald Trump. What I would say about what Donald Trump has done because of the media's understandable reaction to this brouhaha is when we're focusing all about, do you like Donald Trump, do you not like Donald Trump, right? When Donald Trump becomes the issue rather than illegal immigration or illegal immigrants and crime or, you know, name your issue, that's a problem. And so, in other words, I think he's making it more difficult for a Republican to get elected president of the United States by being the show and having it be about him. Now, I want to repeat, I think Donald Trump has brought a lot to this debate. I really do, because I think he has awakened the rest of the Republican field to just how darn ticked off people are about the direction this country is going in and how much they want to see a fight from somebody. And I thought Kevin Cramer nailed it pretty good yesterday. He said, number one, nobody anywhere should be able to tell Donald Trump he can say this or he can't say that. Give me a break.
No.
He can say whatever he wants to say. Right. Number two, he has given us a sense of how ticked off people are. So I'm with him on those two points.
Your thought process there underscores what I've heard from a few people who think he's working for Hillary.
Well,
and about getting Hillary.
I don't think Donald Trump works for anybody but Donald Trump. I just think
I
think we've all been sucked in a little bit to the whole Donald Trump, you know, vortex, if you will, because we're so thirsty for somebody to just say what we think and get in there and pound the podium. All right.
Well,
we got to be careful because Donald Trump's for one person, Donald Trump.
I know that, but I can't believe the Republican Party is so ignorant that they don't know what the people out here think. Because in two landslides, we elected Republican House and a Republican Senate, and we didn't elect a president, but that was because 4 or 5 million conservative Republicans stayed home and didn't vote for the Republican presidential candidate. And otherwise, we'd have had a Republican president, too. And for the Republicans to say they don't know what the people think out here, then they really don't deserve to be in any kind of position of leadership. Because
and I don't know who's saying that, but they've not demonstrated, I believe, enough of a platform to say they're hearing us, right? So I'm with you completely on that. I really do. I think Republicans ought to quit, you know, rubbing their hands and being nervous, Nelly, about Donald Trump. Let the people figure this out, okay? The Republican establishment is clueless. That's very obvious. And just let the people work their magic. I don't believe Donald Trump will be the ultimate product, but I believe he'll contribute mightily to this debate, and that's just fine. I'm not anti-Donald Trump. If I sound like I am, go ahead and challenge me on it. I'm not. I just don't think he'll be the ultimate nominee, and I think he's about himself. But, you know, that's how he got to where he's at. Tom in Fargo, what's your take?
Yes, just a quick tongue-in-cheek thing here. Can we in any way apply Donald Trump's name to UND? I mean, we just kind of killed
the Trumps.
The Trumps.
Well, he's right. Wildly popular at this point, so we might as well pick one that would go over well with the people.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Okay, thank you.
All right, Tom. Yeah, I'm going to take that under consideration. We'll forward that on to the committee. Paul and Cannonball, what's on your mind?
Yeah, I was wondering about this Fighting Sioux nickname. Your replacing it with a different name. What about the horse? I mean, how could a guy pay tribute to a horse? I mean, so much that they done for the people, for the cowboys and cowgirls, and for all the farmers and ranchers, all the work that they did. The horses fought in battles. And
good suggestions, Paul. I know there were a number of ag-related suggestions early on, but, you know, at least right now, officially, this is down to five names that have been whittled down from the thousands that were suggested, and they are Fighting Hawks, North Stars, Nodaks, Sundogs.
Why Sundogs?
And Rough Riders. I still don't know why that one hasn't been removed, but there's not an ag one in there, Paul, but...
What about the Fighting Horses?
The Fighting Horses, yeah.
I mean, that would be... I pay tribute to the horses. I mean, for all they did for this country, you know, they just like a patriarch, you know, they broke up this land and they...
I don't know. Somebody somewhere would probably find a way to be offended. I mean, literally, no kidding. I've got the clip.
Yeah,
I haven't had a chance to play it, but there was a discussion about the challenges of picking the Rough Rider name because it has a double meaning, and I won't go into that because it's a family program. And also because of Teddy Roosevelt's racist, history, that this would be an issue. I kid you not. Unbelievable. Paul, appreciate the call. Thanks for listening. Joe and Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
I kid you not.
All right. I hear myself again. So, Joe, turn the... God bless you for having the radio cranked up that loud.
Amen. Everybody should be listening to the show at that volume.
But turn that down, and we'll come back to you in a second, Joe. Ireland and Devil's Lake. Go ahead. Are you there?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. God, loud and clear.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I'm kind of a fan of the Trumpster, but I feel kind of offended by John McCain calling us guys, anybody that supported us crazy. Why, he's the guy that started the name calling. Why is that not brought up in this conversation?
Yeah, John McCain's not afraid to get in the arena. I don't know. To me, when we start having conversations about who started the name calling, I feel like I'm refereeing a debate among third graders.
Yeah, I know, but nobody's ever. Why wasn't he brought up on the table for doing that? It just kind of makes me a little.
Well, because the media is loving this right now. They're fueling the fire. They're going to say, Trump's the bad guy, and those crazy Republicans love him, and so. They're piling on. They're not going to stand up for establishment types, Arlen. You know.
Yeah. What I like about Trump is humility.
That's worthy of a laugh. That comment. I'm with you completely. Let's go back to Joe and Bismarck. Did we get Joe's radio down?
Yes.
How are you? What's on your mind?
Listen, you heard Governor Perry, and he wants to eradicate Trump because he said he's a cancer. The reason the whole Republican Party wants to eradicate him, because it's just going to be more of the same with the border the way it is. Fox's News number one candidate and the Republicans' number one candidate is Jeb Bush. He's married to a Mexican. And can you imagine if he gets in there, what's going to happen to the border? It's just going to be more of the same. The VA is going to stay the same. It's all planned. It's all set up just to take our rights away gradually, little by little. And have you noticed in the last few years what's been going on, how this has been taken and this has been taken and now this has been taken and now gay marriage has been passed? It just goes on and on. Like I said, the Republicans Party, Fox's News number one candidate is Jeb Bush. He's married to a Mexican. And can you imagine what's going to happen to the border? And that's all I have to say.
All right, Joe, appreciate your call. Man, I love
this
audience. Greatest audience on the face of the earth, all with passionate opinions. And whether I agree or whether I disagree, I love it. I think the antidote, Joe, is you and your neighbors and everybody else. Don't just take what somebody's feeding you. Pick the candidate you want. Get involved in the process.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
We're going to win, we're going to go.
Hey, we're loading up.
up the What's On Your Mind fun bus and heading for the Twin Cities for Twins baseball. Come aboard the bus. I'll be there. We'll do the show live on our way down to the Twin Cities. We'll be Fargo Thursday morning, August 13th. Great seats behind home plate. $129 for your tickets and your ride. Add $100 and you get a hotel room in Fargo before or after as well. Come on and join us. Dave Noah's Remax Realtors, our fine sponsor for the Twins fun bus. August 13th. Call 855-200-1776, extension 3.
Did you know you can lose weight by drinking coffee? Slim Roast. It's a new formula that combines a delicious Italian dark roast coffee with a powerful appetite suppressant. Sugar and fat blocker, too. No more guessing. Focused studies with hundreds of people show that Slim Roast works 100% of the time, and it'll work for you. Or get your money back. Order Slim Roast today and lose weight without struggling. Call 877-383-6054. I'd love to send you a free sample. 877-383-6054.
I've been saying it for years, and now others are starting to see it, too. Chase on the Lake is the best lakeside resort in the state of Minnesota. The Star Tribune just awarded Chase on the Lake Best Lakeside Resort of Minnesota for 2015. And who could argue? The rooms and condos are beautiful, relaxing. The lakeside dining is so close to Leech Lake, you could see the fish. Speaking of fish, while I was at Chase, I went on a guided fishing tour, and the walleyes are abundant. And, of course, the award-winning Copperdoor Spa, the pontoon, jet ski and paddleboard rentals, the bike rentals with the Heartland Trail starting right in the parking lot of Chase. Chase on the Lake has so much to offer and so many options. Did I even mention their indoor private bowling alley? Go to chaseonthelake.com and check it out for yourself. Take a look at the rooms, the activities, the marina, the list goes on. Chase on the Lake, the best lakeside resort in the state of Minnesota, sitting right on the shores of Leech Lake in lovely Walker, Minnesota. It's simply the best, period. See for yourself at chaseonthelake.com or call 888-CHASE-06. 888-CHASE-06.
Okay, honey, I have to ask, and be honest here. Have you been taking a little blue pill? Because things have been pretty good in the bedroom lately.
No, I swear.
You didn't pick anything up at the Farmacia last month in Cancun?
No.
Well, something's different.
I have been taking that heart and body extract you bought me.
But that's for your heart and to control your cholesterol.
Well, I read HB extract also promotes healthy prostate function.
I never guessed it would work this well, but...
But you're glad it did.
Oh. Oh, yeah.
Heart and Body Extract is a 100% organic formula that promotes a strong heart, healthy arterial flow, better circulation, improves erectile and prostate gland function, and provides youthful energy, strength, and stamina. Find out more at heartandbodyextract.com. Heart and Body Extract paired with healthy heart choices is a winning combination. Call toll-free to order or for free information. 1-866-295-5305. 1-866-295-5305.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Brought to you today by High Plains Apache, your Apache sprayer dealer. Right now, they have 2016 models. That's right. And a deep discounts on all the remaining 2015 models. So you're going to want to see the gang and take advantage of a heck of a deal. They also have low-interest financing on other models as well, so stop and see them at High Plains Apache. If you're just too darn busy, a lot going on, do a little haying, whatever you got going, highplainsapache.com from the comfort of your home or smartphone, or you can call them as well. They're in Mandan, 701-226-8503, right across. That's not your number, that's the wrong number. You're going to text Todd instead of calling. You're going to call Todd. Call Todd. He'll get you in touch with High Plains Apache.
Yeah, I can do that. I mean, I'm a helpful guy. And, I'm happy to help here.
Exactly. Anyway, they're across from Bonanza courtside in.
Don't ask me the really technical questions, though. I mean, save them for those guys because I'm not going to know. But
in Mandan, are also exit 60 south of Fargo, I-29 Frontier. But online 24/7, myplanesapache.com. Okay, back to the phones here. Tell us what's on your mind at 800-228-0550. Let's go to Minot. Heading there as we speak. State Fair. Be a lot of fun. John, as a local, do you go to the State Fair? Is that a staple event for you every year?
I haven't been to the State Fair for 30 years, I don't suppose.
No kidding. See, it's one of those cases where what's right under your nose, you just sort of take for granted. And do it. How about Husfest? Do you get to Husfest?
I go to that once in a while, yeah.
Okay, good.
Not every year, but every once in a while I go.
That's good, yeah. What's on your mind?
Well, about several months ago, I heard on the radio or TV or read it someplace that ICE released over 165,000 convicted violent felons, illegal immigrants, rather onto the streets rather than deporting them. It wasn't wrong what Trump said. It was wrong that Trump said it, according to the liberal media.
Yeah. If the election were today, would you vote for Donald Trump, John?
You know, I really haven't made up my mind yet. There's a few good people running, and I would like to vote for the best one.
Yeah, that's good. You're watching the process. You're engaged in it.
Right. Trump said a few stupid things, but what politician hasn't?
Yeah, exactly. There you go, John. Appreciate the call, and maybe I'll see you at the fair this year. Make this the year, okay?
Well, try. See what happens.
First year in 30. That'd be all right. Todd, on the road. You're next, and what's on your mind?
Oh, yeah. Thanks for taking my call, Scott.
Sure.
I got a question for you. Not a question, just a comment. Maybe something I read in the Grand Forks Herald yesterday, and it really bothers me. I'm from out in that area, and I'm the last person in the world that wants to see taxes increase. I'd like to see everything decrease or no tax on a few things at all, but I'm a firm believer in the fair system, for sure. One, what's good for one is good for all, which doesn't seem to work. Go through in our country, but there was an article in paper about a company coming up to the base there that's going to have dealing with unmanned aircraft, you know, as that process is getting nearer, they're going to start building. But right off the bat, our county commissioners in Grand Forks County give a 5-year tax exemption on their real estate taxes and 15 more years of only 50% valuation. You know, these companies, Scott, are coming up here. They know they're coming into something good. Government contracts with this UAS and all that. I don't understand why the rest of us taxpaying citizens that have real estate, farmland, and everything else have to foot the bill for these people. Why our Grand Forks County commissioners feel the need they have to give our money away?
Yeah. I think my thoughts are this. You know, the question is, would they be here without that incentive? Because, you know, what the officials there are counting on is that this is the deal. This is what seals the deal. And so, therefore, they'll have more on the property tax rolls than they would have otherwise. That's the argument. You know, the question is, are they just handing them out? You're giving it to them because you gave it to them and, you know, you really didn't need to? I don't know. And I need to know more about what they are doing to attract
these companies. And I hear that argument that you. That's the argument. But you know what? To me, that argument is a load of crap. They're coming up here whether they like it or not. Just like these oil guys. They know they were making money up here. They're coming up here whether with the taxes or not. These guys are coming up to build because they got good government contracts for this UAS, these unmanned aerial vehicles. And the taxes are going to be, the burden is back on us people that are already established there and whatnot. We get no reimbursement, from what I understand, from the state for these or anybody else for these taxes. And I just think it is completely unfair, and I'm going to keep on with this, and it's going to follow our commissioners to the voting booth next year.
All right. Well, is it, by the way, is it county commission that's doing this, or which commissioners?
This is the Grand Forks County Commission that did this.
Okay, Grand Forks County,
North Dakota. They're the ones that did this. It's some kind of sickness where they can't stop spending our money. I call it OPM, other people's money.
Right, but there's plenty of that going around. There's no doubt about it. And this, you know, this debate, whether it be at a city or county levels and in most communities throughout the region, I don't think it's too prevalent in Western North Dakota because they don't need to offer any incentives. But
the sales tax will be up and everything else. Sales tax doesn't take care of the extra traffic on our roads and everything else. It's just an undue burden on us.
I'll be up there on Monday, actually, at that Bakken conference and do a little kicking around there. We're due for an update on that UAS deal anyway. So, Todd, appreciate you raising it with us, and we'll check it out. Appreciate the call. Tom in Northwood, Barbara on Clay County, and Shane and Keene, we're going to get to you. We have General Mike Haugen coming up. We have Yana Murdahl on the Planned Parenthood and appeals court decision on the heartbeat legislation. All coming up on What's On Your Mind.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
I want to tell you about our product that you can use for 60 days, and if you don't like it, send it back, no obligation whatsoever. It comes with a 10-year warranty. I'm talking about MyPillow. It has helped a whole lot of folks who suffer from all kinds of ailments. Find out more about that at MyPillow.com. It's helped me just simply get a better night's sleep. And you know what? The best night's sleep in the whole world is something you can't put a price tag on. It's incredible because sleep is the most important thing to your health, and MyPillow is the most important thing for your sleep. I know. Patented interlocking fill, so it adjusts to any sleep position. It stays cool. There's no tossing and turning. Non-allergenic. And again, a 10-year warranty with a 60-night money-back guarantee. Right now, 2-for-1, 50% savings to celebrate the National Sleep Foundation designation as MyPillow being the official pillow. Go to MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or call 800-506-9028 right now. 800-506-9028. MyPillow. Guarantee.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.